Codeless by Mark McGuire Schwartz. In second gear, making good time, staying free, events remain fluid, but Nosebrotsky doesn't care. He is locked in. The traffic pattern has changed, but Nose finds the correct lane, the lane of his destiny. Uncompromisingly centrist, he is thinking about his mother. If accusations are leveled, Nose will deny nothing. If I were married, Nose thinks, if I were a senator or a research scientist, well, he thinks, I'm the world's best backup harmonist. Of all the peoples who harmonize with their car radios, I am the best. I used to drive well, too, before I became so dangerously distracted. He stops at a Lebanese restaurant to take a little lunch. He has enough time to spare for lunch, unless the service is particularly slow, and of course it is. Looking out a window, Nose sees a sign that says wrong way, but he is sure that he is on the right path. At a table nearby, two men speak into their cell phones. From the cadence of their voices, Nose realizes they are speaking to each other. He spills the little pot of Lebanese coffee. A woman walks by outside, and he realizes he knows her. She is a neighbor from back home, only she has aged 20 years since he saw her last week. Time has not been kind. In fact, time has been cruel, quite cruel. The food is good, quite salty, and water is scarce. Their waitress and service are casual. Back in the car, Nose looks at the steering wheel. Life is a pizza, he thinks. Buckling his seatbelt, he suddenly sees circles, cycles, and circular connections. Pizza, tires, life. The world is a steering wheel. Fate is a bagel. And the flavorings in the cream cheese, what do they mean? Veggie, chive, salmon. Destiny is swimming upstream, perhaps. Either it is the trip represented by the chives that counts, or it is the spawning ground represented by raisins and walnuts that is important. It is the philosophers who must decide, or the deli countermen. On the highway now, Nose passes a sign that tells him he's only 320 miles to a famous destination. Buffalo, perhaps, or Milwaukee, Albuquerque, perhaps. Somewhere big, notable. Somewhere far beyond his turnoff. He wonders what meaning can be derived from pizza toppings. He thinks about interesting combos he'd like to try. Pesto and fresh tomatoes. Eggplant, onions, and olives. Red peppers, dried tomatoes, and artichokes. Life must be in the gentle cycle, Nose thinks. Then he realizes he has lost his way. For several moments, he has no idea where he is or where he is going. There's nothing figurative about his being lost. It symbolizes nothing, at least not to Nose. He can't remember what exit is his, and he has no idea if he has passed it. Nose searches the countryside for landmarks. Have I seen this tree before? He wonders. How about that seagull? Is he leading me back to port, to safe haven? In Greece, the world must be an olive. Nose wonders if it has a pit. In New Zealand, they think of the world as a kiwi. Off the highway, Nose drives past stores, trees, roads, houses. Some houses have windows left uncurtained and are warmly lit. Wholesome, loving families reside within, no doubt, or single adults whose spouses are no longer in residence. Dysfunction must also reside in some of these edifices, though the light seems so warm. Still unsure of his destination, Nose pulls into a driveway. He turns off the ignition, unbuckles his seatbelt, and looks up. There, in the doorway, his love awaits. Thank you.